At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to know... I almost did something really radical today.
What?
And I didn't do it, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't know.
What?
I woke up today. I'm rucking now.
Just want to throw that out there. You want to make sure everyone knows that.
Can you explain what that
could
is?
Could you, when you do that low voice thing you just did?
I go low Kardashian on you and it's just over.
It's just, you want to make sure. Okay, great. Rucking is just walking, hiking with weight.
Then why is it called that? Why do we need a name for it?
It's called, because you just carry a rucksack.
I'm walking with weight.
Isn't rucking faster, easier?
Yeah, but then you have to explain what it is, because who knows the name rucking?
A lot of people know what rucking is.
Well, and why is that a newer, I've never heard that term before, because isn't a new concept.
No, the military rucks on purpose. Like the military trains with 50 pounds on their back everywhere they go, because when they're in combat or when they're out in the field, they always have at least 50 pounds worth of crap on them.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And so, like hunters, my father used to ruck all the time. Like, because when you know you're going to go hunting, you're going to be 20 miles from wherever when you shoot something and you're going to have to carry it back. So you ruck everywhere. So you're used to carrying heavy weight.
Okay, wait. So I have a question.
Yeah.
What are you in the military or are you hunting?
No, I'm just trying to get locked in.
Okay.
So like rucking, if you have weight on you, you burn... I read, somebody was in the studio when I said it.
It was me.
All of us.
You burn 30. Look, the science is weird, but it says you burn 30 to 200% more. Like if you just walk.
30 to 200%.
But I think it has to do with the terrain.
That's not science.
Oh my God, we could not be farther off of.
Yes. Okay, what's your point?
It depends on the terrain. Anyway, so I did my ruck or whatever, and I get home from my normal, I just did like a 3-mile walk this morning, and I got home and took off. I don't have the rucksack till tomorrow, but like I have a weighted vest, and I was soaked.
Okay.
So that it's working.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm burning tons of weight.
It's like working out with weights. It makes sense.
Yes. So then I'm standing there and I'm so sickeningly itchy that I go upstairs to take a shower. I grab my razor and I got in the shower and I put it to my face. And because my face was driving me nuts. And I'm like, it was right there. And I was like, what are you doing?
You almost shaved your beard off?
100%.
And you would have come in looking like a toe?
That's what I'm saying. Wait. Hold on.
What?
Did she get to say that? Can she talk to me like that?
No.
You're not my boss, so.
What the hell? So I would look like a toe?
I just, with the absence of any hair.
Okay. Still have eyebrows.
Yeah. Would you have shaved all of it, or would you have left
anything?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it was just going to happen.
Would you have gone mustache off? Like,
I don't know, because it was literally against my
face.
Why
were you so itchy?
That's just another great question.
I was sweaty, and there's just enough. Do you know that whatever's going on, like there's fire smell, and like Well, so I'm in the shower and I'm like, God, my face is driving me nuts. And I was like, it was instinct. Whoa. I grabbed my razor. So what would happen if I did it? I don't want to hear anything from Kardashian over there because apparently I'm already unattractive.
Looking like a toe.
Yeah. Do you think, did your dads have beards? And like, mm-hmm.
My dad had a stash.
And did he ever shave it?
No.
Because it's one of those things, one of my YouTube algorithms is watching kids, never mind.
No, you need to finish that sentence.
No, it's like the kids where the dad will walk into the room with a towel and then take the towel off and the kid just like loses it because it doesn't look like their dad anymore.
I can't wait to do that with my kids someday. My kids that I don't have yet.
When you shave your beard? How's that feel?
With my kids and my then husband.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. What would happen? Like, how would you guys react if I came in with a towel on my face?
Better than the one on your waist, like you normally do.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.